It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. You're about to hear a sampling of American opinion about Congress. Now, it's an unscientific sample, people in one Midwestern city. But it's probably fair to say we could have gone anywhere and heard just about the same thing.
Surveys have lately shown Congress with approval ratings between 9 and 12%. One survey found a communist takeover of America to be more popular than Congress. The public seems not to approve of a year-long fight over spending and taxes. It's become harder and harder for lawmakers to claim, as some have in the past, that they're just following the will of the people. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports from downtown Cincinnati.
These days, when I stop people on the street, there's this thing that happens all the time.
I'm a reporter with NPR in Washington. Anyone interested in talking about Congress?
There's nothing good to say.
People's instant reaction to the mention of Congress is, ugh, what a mess. There's nothing good to say. This man is Bill Bellman. He's strolling with his family around historic Findlay Market in downtown Cincinnati. Bellman says he just doesn't see anything good happening back in Washington, especially in the GOP-led House of Representatives.
The current Congress, I think, is just decided they're not going to do anything and hope that that a Republican wins the next election, they can do what they want.
He wants leaders to lead, says Bellman, and they aren't on either side.
I don't want to be partisan about it. I don't want a leader who's partisan. I want somebody who's going to do the right things. You know, there are people who know how to clean this economy up. I think a lot of people in Washington know what to do. They're just not willing to do it.
Over at an outdoor table, Scott Yeagle is munching a sandwich with friends. He thinks both sides want to make it work, but
the Republicans don't want to see the Democrats succeed in anything, and the Democrats don't want to see the Republicans succeed in anything. So that's, I think, why it's a big mess.
Across the table, his friend Tim Jones is more angry at lawmakers.
We're paying them a lot of money, but they're not doing their job.
At another sidewalk table, Matthew Cullinan and his friend Danny Corman are having lunch and talking about the super committee. Cullinan says he's kind of glad it failed.
It really wouldn't have accomplished anything. It would have been status quo.
This way, says Corman, there's a chance tax rates will go back up to what they were before the George W. Bush administration.
What we really need to be doing is increasing revenue so that we're generating more economic activity.
Now that's surprising, since Corman is one of those small business owners who are supposed to be uniformly against any increase in individual income taxes. He runs what he calls a green general store. He employs 8 people. So wouldn't a tax hike affect him?
It would affect me. I'm not convinced that that's the real argument. As a retail store, we're very dependent on people walking into our store and purchasing goods.
It's more important to Corman that lots and lots of shoppers have money in their pockets to spend than that he gets a tax break.
There's a major disconnect of what the public wants and what the lawmakers are actually passing laws for. They're not listening to the public. That's the problem.
Across the walking mall, a Vietnam veteran named Eddie Hill sketches portraits for donations. He says he knows what's wrong with Congress.
Without unity, you have nothing. You have a broken unit. You know, you can take one thread and break it with your hand, but put many threads together, you can pick up a building. So unity is the thing that we need.
Hill says he's just hoping somebody in Washington will wake up.
Washington, we're watching you. Oh, what in the hell you gonna do?
This is a friend of Eddie Hill's. He says his name is Sir, and he has a clear opinion.
Too much willing and dealing, everybody trying to make a killing. Washington, we're watching you.
Sir sings the sentiment of many here in downtown Cincinnati. People here are watching, waiting to see if something will change.
What in the hell you gonna do?
Andrea Seabrook, NPR News.